Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 11th, 2021, through Friday, October 15th, 2021. Monday, October 11th, 2021. West Branch resident sentenced to 30 months in federal prison on tax charges. Christopher Fratine pled guilty in July 2019 to 5 counts of making a false tax return and 4 counts of aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns in a U.S. District Court on September 24, 2021. He was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison for his crimes. Fratine was the owner and operator of Unity Home Health Care Service, UHHC, with his wife. From 2013 until 2016, Fratine willfully made and subscribed false and fraudulent income tax returns for calendar years 2012 through 2015. And Form 1120, U.S. Corporation Income Tax Return for UHHC for calendar year 2013. Fratine is reported to have created elaborate schemes to purposefully mislead the public and defraud the Internal Revenue Service. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Tuesday, October 12, 2021. Delray Beach man convicted of bank fraud, false statements, and aggravated identity theft involving COVID-19 relief programs. Jeremy Sandville of Delray Beach, Florida, was convicted by a Gainesville federal jury on September 24, 2021, of bank fraud, making false statements to a federally insured financial institution, aggravated identity theft, and making false statements to a federal agency. Evidence introduced at trial revealed that between February 2018 and June 2020, Sandville submitted fraudulent applications seeking more than $1.5 million in Paycheck Protection Program and economic injury disaster loans offered by the United States Small Business Association. Special Agent in Charge Rachel L. Rojas reports that in a time of national turmoil and uncertainty, the defendant flagrantly defrauded programs intended to assist Americans and their businesses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Wednesday, October 13, 2021. Champaign County woman sentenced to prison for 52 months of embezzlement and federal tax evasion. Joan Chenoweth of Tolona, Illinois, received a sentence of 52 months federal imprisonment, including an additional 3 years of supervised release, on September 27, 2021, for her role in the embezzlement of over $600,000 from her former employer, Illinois Contractor Supply, and her failure to pay federal income tax. Court records show that from 2014 to 2018, Chenoweth, who had control of the business's financial records, as well as control of and access to the business's credit cards and bank account, wrote unauthorized vendor checks to herself or to cash payable from Illinois Contractor Supply's bank account, wrote unauthorized payroll checks to herself that exceeded her salary, and used the business's credit cards to make payments to her personal credit cards. Chenoweth pled guilty to all charges on May 17, 2021. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, October 14, 2021. Justice Department announces additional distribution of more than $568 million to victims of Madoff Ponzi scheme. In mid-September, the Department of Justice announced that the Madoff Victim Fund, MVF, began its seventh distribution of approximately $568 million in funds forfeited in connection with Bernard L. Madoff's Investment Securities, LLC fraud scheme. Over 40,000 victims worldwide had received a total of $3.7 billion in funds from MVF. This distribution provides nearly 31,000 victims additional financial recovery from the egregious crimes committed by Bernie Madoff. Madoff was sentenced in 2009 to serve 150 years in prison for what is regarded as the largest fraudulent scheme in history. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Friday, October 15, 2021. Indictment unsealed against six individuals and foreign financial service firm for tax evasion conspiracy. The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed an indictment in New York, New York, on September 28, 2021, charging offshore financial service executives and a Swiss financial service company with conspiracy to defraud the Internal Revenue Service and helping to conceal more than $60 million in income and assets. The indictment reports that Ivo Bechtiger, Bernard Lampert, Peter Ruge, Roderick Sage, Rolf Schnellman, Daniel Walchley, and Zurich, Switzerland-based Allied France Trust AG allegedly defrauded the IRS by concealing income and assets of certain U.S. taxpayer clients with undeclared bank accounts located at Private Bank IHAG, Swiss Bank in Zurich, Switzerland, and elsewhere. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. This weekly news and brief update is in support of the daily news briefs that have been provided by the ABFA. For more information, please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us.